Welcome to the family. This is Family Values Radio, 1010 AM, KXXT.
And we're back with Family Health Talk, and for the remainder of our discussion is going to be on Cancer Caregiver Seminar that's coming up very soon. And let me take the opportunity to introduce our good friend who's a regular on our show. Ms. Barbara Cavanaugh is the founder and president of the Arizona Myeloma Network, and she's going to discuss the Cancer Givers Seminar scheduled for September the 30th, 2017, and they're going to focus on helping cancer caregivers in the workplace. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning to you, Fred.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Well, it's always fun to see you, and it's really going to be fun to be on with our other comrade here, Brenda. Yeah. But anyway, thanks very much for the opportunity, because as you know, over the years, we've been able to reach out to a lot of people who are dealing with cancer in their lives, and so it's very important, and I appreciate being here.
Susan, would you kindly introduce our second guest?
Yes, Barbara mentioned her companion here is Brenda Holt. Brenda is the Senior Program Specialist for AARP. She's responsible for coordinating activities to support the various programs and events on a local, state, and national level. Brenda holds a master's degree in organizational management from University of Phoenix. She's the past recipient of awards including the Spirit of Detroit Award from the U.S. Department of Justice, the TAP Award from the Accounting Aid Society, Department of Treasury IRS Award. She's on the board of directors for Foundation of Senior Living, the Arizona Commission for African American Affairs, the Governor's Advisory Council on Aging, and the Maricopa Elder Abuse Prevention. And today, here to talk about the Arizona Myeloma Network Cancer Caregivers Committee. Welcome, Brenda.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you on, Brenda.
Finally, Brad.
Yeah.
He's been trying, whining and dining her, trying to get her on here.
Perseverance is the name of the game. So good to have both of you guys on. Barbara, you want to get this ball rolling this morning?
Yeah, I'm just so proud to be able to be sitting here with Brenda. We'd laugh. We were sitting out there talking about how we met. You know, it was kind of through other people knowing about both of our work, working with caregiving, and as a longtime member. And I'm proud to say I'm over 50, and I can be a member and have been for years. And what I realize is how few people realize that, you know, that all the wonderful resources from the AARP. And for years, I'd been reading articles about caregiving, but there had never been one on cancer caregiving, which is my specialty through the fact that my husband is a cancer survivor. And you know, when we started our organization to help people with cancer patients with myeloma, I found myself inviting other people to attend our conferences, which are free, because we would always have a seminar for the caregiver, who is often left out of the equation. And, you know, is not seen as being as important to the treatment or for the actual survival, you know, of the patient. And so, you know, I was very interested when I had an opportunity to meet Brenda. She attended a meeting that we had of a group of women leaders. And we found that we just were like talking to each other. And our spirits were talking to each other. And she just said, this is really important. We really want to be able to, you know, share with all of the membership, you know, what it is to be a caregiver for cancer patients. So we just formed our partnership, and we're hoping the rest will be history, but our seminar is coming up on September 30th, which is being sponsored by AARP, and we're really very proud of that, because we feel we're going to be able to reach so many more people who are dealing with this in their life. They're coming to work. They're trying to think about, like just now I called up to make sure my husband had gotten up and had his breakfast and remind him where the refrigerator is. But, you know, the kind of thing that becomes part of your life and that you think about every hour of the day, and how we can help people not only manage that better, but help employers understand better the kind of the needs and challenges and trying to balance both the needs of the employer and the needs of the employee. So it's going to be on Saturday, September 30th, and I'm going to let Brenda talk about how we're working together to help reach out to people.
Well, first of all, I met Barbara at one of our meetings, and I was basically told to attend a luncheon. And I thought that it was just a luncheon of some wonderful women. And
which was true.
And little did I know when I got there, the things that were on the agenda and the things that they talked about really resonated, because AARP does have a caregiver program that we've launched as part of our bigger initiative. And we are always looking for partnerships to partner to get the message out about caregivers, because we know that they are unpaid, unsung heroes. And a lot of times caregiving is just what you do. There was never like a real label on it, but now we have the label. So we got with Barbara and we said, how can we help to push her agenda forward regarding her program? And one of the things that we thought was very important is that caregiving is important, but also when you add the cancer component to it, it takes it to a whole nother level. And so we're going to do our part to support her and her efforts to make sure that the word gets out there to other organizations that are looking to get information and resources on cancer caregivers and caregiver programs in general.
Why is it so important to focus on the caregiver?
Simply because when you take on the role of a caregiver, you actually lose yourself. And so a lot of times your own health is affected, your finances are affected, your general overall well-being is affected, because your role becomes taking care of that person. And so we want to now try to change the focus and say, okay, well, now what are we doing to help the caregiver? Mm-hmm. They need respite. A lot of times they even need finances to help supplement having to pay for services or pay for medication. A lot of times they don't take vacations. They lose time from work that's unpaid. And so we think that concentrating on the caregiver now needs to also come to the forefront.
Very good. Very good. I think that's also important.
And the thing that you mentioned, too, is that in some cases, many cases, more cases than not, they're not being paid. If they were actually being paid, what I'm trying to say is that their efforts reduce the cost of health care tremendously.
Absolutely.
That's a very, very important point, Fred. And, you know, I try not to just emphasize the cost of to both the organizations and or businesses of the person who is the caregiver in terms of her or his health, and very often it's the whole family that's involved. So pretty much the whole, you know, complex, the whole, you know, family is really the ones that are dealing with a lot of the picking up the pieces for the person who may not be able to work anymore, bills and all kinds of other needs that are, you know, are part of having to take care of someone who is not able to care for themselves. And we have figures on, you know, the cost to, you know, industry, and it's really millions of dollars, you know, in terms of lost pay, you know, lost time, absenteeism, or what we call presentism, which means you're there, but your mind is elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And I think it also affects your coworkers. And I know we've had this discussion, Brenda and I, in saying is very often coworkers become part of the, you know, caregiving unit, because they are helping out too. Sometimes they're the ones that are, you know, picking up some of the workload. So what we're going to be talking about at our seminar, it's from 8:30 to 11:30 on Saturday, September 30th, and it's going to be at the Embassy Suites, and it includes a continental breakfast. And, you know, I'll have Fred announce the time and, the actual address and phone number and so on. But I want to just say that when people come to our seminar, it's not only the caregiver, it's often the people from the company or organization. Friends come. It's open to everyone because it involves so many people. It really is a community of care. It's the family, it's the church, it's the community, neighbors, and that's why we really feel we want to educate people about not only what's happening, but how they can be helpful. Because I know that we, as caregivers, have found that very often people want to help you, but they don't really know what to do or how to be helpful. Mm-hmm. So that's really part of it.
Let me give out the registration information real quick here. It's www.azm, as in Mary, n.info/care. Let me give it to you again. www.azmn.info/care. And the phone number there is 623-466-6246. Outstanding program, I can guarantee you that. We'll be back after the break.
Welcome to the family. This is Family Values Radio 1010 AM, KXXT.
Hello, I'm Fred. I recently lost two family members to cancer from smoking, and it could have been me. If you have struggled a long time to quit, call Ashline, the Arizona Smokers Helpline. Taking the proper steps to quit can save your life. And Ashline can help you do it once and for all.
Fred is right. You can quit. We can help. Call today, 1-800-556-6222, or visit ashline.org. It's free.
Hi, this is Dr. Sam Faraduni. There's a new kind of family practice in the Valley. Avion Health, compassionate quality care from the sniffles to a complete diabetic care clinic close to the 101 on Miller, just south of Pinnacle Peak Road. Convenient appointment time 6 days a week. Make an appointment today using our easy scheduler at avionhealth.com. That's AVEONhealth.com. 480-300-GO-MD. 480-300-4663. Avion Health, we look forward to caring for your family.
Hello, my name is Lori Murphy. I'm the co-host of Family Health Talk Show, a member of the Southwest Prostate Cancer Foundation Executive Board and President-elect of the National Association of Hispanic Nurses Phoenix Chapter. The Southwest Prostate Cancer Foundation is hosting its 8th annual golf classic Saturday, September 9th at the Arizona Grand Golf Course in Phoenix, Arizona. The event is to benefit prostate cancer screenings and awareness. You will have the opportunity to play with a number of NFL retired players. You can register online by going to www.swprostatecancer.com. That's www.swprostatecancer.com. Or contact us at 602-547-3806. Sponsorship opportunities are available for individuals and corporate entities. We encourage you to come out with your friends and family to participate in this worthwhile event. Thank you in advance for your continued support.
I'm Pastor Warren H. Stewart, Sr. The sirens are blaring and the red lights are ablaze. Health insurance for millions of Americans is in the emergency room trying to survive. Members of our faith communities, healthcare providers, and community-based organizations, it is urgent that all of us contact our Arizona congressional delegation, representatives and senators, Republican and Democrat, to fix the Affordable Health Care for Americans Act in order to save lives, improve health, and ensure a better future for millions of Americans who need affordable health care insurance. It is a matter of life and death.
Contact your elected official at azchildren.org.
When I was about 7 or 8 years old, I started smoking. Then when I was about 16 years old, I ended up smoking a pack a day, and then ended up smoking 3 packs a day. And then when my son was born in 94, I decided then I wanted to quit smoking. You got to have somebody to support you. There has to be at least one person in your life to be able to talk to and say, hey, I need help. The day I quit was the day that life began again.
Only you can make you quit. If you're ready, we can help. Call the Arizona Smokers Helpline at 800-55-66-222 or visit ashline.org.
I smoked roughly 25 years. I have a 5-year-old son, and I didn't have him until I was 40 years old. By the time he's ready to graduate high school, I'll be 60. And if I kept on this path of smoking, there's a good chance that I might not even be around for that. You have to want to quit smoking. And I found out that the best way was with a coach and with the Smokers Helpline.
Only you can make you quit. If you're ready, we can help. Call the Arizona Smokers Helpline at 800-556-6222 or visit ashline.org.
Inspirational, informative, and family-friendly. Welcome to the family. This is Family Values Radio, 1010 AM, KXXT.
And we're back with Family Health Talk. And before we get back to our discussion, Susan, you have a quick announcement there.
I do. I'm super excited because 48 hours from now is the 8th Annual Golf Classic for the Southwest Prostate Cancer Foundation. It's coming up in 2 days, folks, and it's not too late to join. We still have room for more golfers. It is at the Arizona Grand Golf Course right here in Phoenix at I-10 and Baseline, and it is a 7:45 shotgun start. But you'll want to sign up ahead of time. Go to www.swprostatecancer.com, and that is where you sign up. You can get yourself signed up individually for $120, a foursome for $400, or a threesome, including a celebrity athlete, for $500. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to raise money for an excellent cause in Southwest Prostate Cancer Foundation. So please do go to swprostatecancer.com or go ahead and call Fred, 602-547-3806, 602-547-3806, and tell them you want to join us. We'll be there on Saturday.
And if you call before Friday, you can stand a chance of getting a free trip to the Bahamas.
What's left?
real quick, too. Something happened over the weekend that really disturbed me. Alex Warbles, she was a nurse. And she was literally attacked by a law enforcement officer because she refused to go against the rules of her hospital to provide blood for that officer. And that situation just unnerved me because these are the sort of things that you see in totalitarian countries where the law enforcement or certain authorities walk in and demand to go against the rules that are in place. This lady refused to break the law, really, the law and the rules of that hospital. And I applaud Alex and all of the Alexes that's out there. These folks go to work every day. They save lives every day. Mm-hmm. Not some days. Every day they save lives, and they don't deserve that kind of ridiculous threatening, being dragged out of the hospital, handcuffed, for doing her job. That officer needs to be fired. That's my commentary for this week.
As a nurse, Fred, I really appreciate your support. This has really brought even nursing as a profession to light to a lot of people, that we are advocates. We are advocates for our patients first, and everything else is second. Thank you.
It's strange that the nurse knows what her role is and the law enforcement officer did not know what his role was. Right. That is sickening. Like of training somebody, you know, and that starts at the top. Mm-hmm. The chief of police there needs to have a thorough training on what happens, the interactions between their office and a hospital. That needs to be done right away. Okay, Barbara.
Thank you.
Brenda, the two B's are here.
I know. We're going to take our act on the road, we decided. What I think is wonderful is that very much a part of, you know, my own approach to working with people with cancer is that we have to find other people who share the same ethics, the same concerns. And I feel very fortunate that I've really built a network of resources that also serve cancer patients and families. And that's very important because none of us can do it alone. And by sharing with others, and part of what we'll be doing at our seminars, we always have other cancer resources, both medical as well as some of the financial financial resources. We have people talking about, you know, insurance. You can come and ask them questions. We have physicians there who often, and nurses who attend, who also share information, because we want to make sure people get, you know, a lot of good information that they can trust. It's very hard just going online when you're dealing with a person, someone in your life who is suffering from cancer. It's very hard just to say, okay, I'm going to look it up in a book or I'm going to look it up online. But what you can do is always come to our website, and I'm going to give you the general website. You can get into all of our different programs that way, and it's www.AZ for Arizona, myeloma, myeloma network, network. And if you visit our website, we have the same phone number. What it'll do is it'll show you that we have other programs coming up, you know, that are also free. And that's really important so that you can get the kind of education and resources that you can trust. And that's really important. And that's why I'm saying we're very excited about our new partnership. And it's very interesting. I always joke and say, well, usually I read the bulletin and I don't see anything that says anything about cancer caregivers. But now we have it in the latest AARP bulletin on page 44, representing Arizona. We have a little article about our cancer caregiver initiative. And I think we can feel very proud here in Arizona because we have such wonderful resources. Mm-hmm. And another one I'm going to mention is Cindy Findlay, who's the executive director for the Caregiver Coalition for Arizona. Mm-hmm. And they have wonderful resources. And Cindy is also on our committee and is one of the people who will be speaking at our seminar, because she can talk to it from the standpoint of the employer as well as the caregiver and the patient. So we're very excited about, we're going to have a wonderful program, wonderful resources.
And one thing I wanted to make sure to mention, because we were talking about AARP as a proud sponsor of this, but you know, AARP, which I just learned because my husband just turned 50 and signed up, it really serves the whole family. And everything in their literature does say that. It's not just for discounts. They also give information about caregiving support and issues like Medicare and Social Security. But it's really for everybody, because cancer could be any age. And the caregiver, the caregiving might be over 50, but the mm-hmm. caregiver could certainly be any age. And so everyone's welcome to that mm-hmm. event.
And I just want to mention, Susan, that we also have a resource guide that is for anyone that wants to get the information. Mm-hmm. They can personally give me a call, 602-262-5162. It's our Metro Phoenix Caregiver Resource Guide and has a bunch of resources for those needing those services.
Brenda, would you give that number again?
Sure. My number is 602-262-5162. That's my direct number.
And I can add that Brenda is a go-getter. She and Barbara cut out of the same piece of cloth.
I know. We think we're sisters by another mother.
They take no prisoners.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, they take no prisoners.
God, and Fred knows us so well.
Well, ladies, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Fred, here anytime. Thank you all.
And let's keep working and making sure that we do our little bit to make sure that people mm-hmm. are healthy.
Yes, and God bless. Thank you all.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Family Health Talk. For more information, log on to www.sw-prostatecancer.com. Until we meet next Thursday, may God guide you in making your health decisions. This program was sponsored by
the Arizona Smokers Helpline at 800-55-66222.